USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A second explosion at a chemical plant in southeast Texas has prompted a mass evacuation. Reporter Courtney Sabowski.
About 60,000 people were told to evacuate, and this has happened in the last couple of hours. Of course, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. People probably have family in town, so there's even more people in the homes right now. So we've seen a lot of traffic pick up, people going to relatives' homes, to friends' homes. Within the area,
Crystal Holmes is with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
All three of the cities that are centrally located around the plant are being evacuated.
The initial blast happened around 1 a.m. The company, TBC Group, says three people were injured. Troy Monk with TBC says some of the homes were damaged.
Glass broken, doors jammed in their frames.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the year, and with tens of millions of people on the highway, the bad weather can delay or ruin their plans. Alex Santiago struggled through high winds and heavy snow as he drove through California's Sierra Nevada mountains.
I was fishtailing everywhere, sliding. Oh, I'm going to go to a hotel, regroup, probably get four chains. And then try to make it to go see my girlfriend.
There were two winter storms dropping tons of snow in the higher elevations in the west, up to a foot of snow from Colorado through Michigan. A fire on the 14th floor of a high-rise building in Minneapolis kills five people and injured three others. City Council Mayor Abdi Wasami says he knows some of the victims.
We're in shock, and this is, for me, it's a very personal loss.
The building houses many senior citizens. Wasami says the main priority is to get them back into their apartments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A former president has been given a clean bill of health and is now free to celebrate his birthday wherever he wants. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Jimmy Carter will spend Thanksgiving at home in Plains, Georgia. The former president released from Emory University Hospital on Wednesday morning. The Carter Center saying in a statement that the 95-year-old and his wife are grateful for all the prayers, cards, and notes that they've received. Jimmy Carter underwent surgery to relieve pressure to his brain a few days ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Preparations for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade are underway. It's still possible the giant balloons could go up. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Security involving multiple aspects will be very tight at the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
The entire perimeter will be secured with our blocker cars, about 90 of them, and sand trucks, about 76. We'll be deploying our drone detection equipment.
That's NYPD's Chief of Counterterrorism, Jim Waters. Now, he says thousands of officers will be on or near the parade route, along with bomb-sniffing dogs and radiation detectors.
We'll have our heavy weapons teams out there throughout the entire parade. Our canine teams will have about 35 explosive detection canine teams.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.